I tuned out. I came back when I saw Twitter erupting that we were close to a swing off. First,
swing
let me just,
off? What the hell is that?
Right, what is a swing off?
Like penalty kicks in soccer?
A swing off
is shootout in hockey?
Close. I thought a swing off when I read it was basically me wearing the pineapple shirts last week, but apparently not. So, look, today Major League Baseball accomplished something that they should set out to accomplish on the day after the All-Star break. Have people talking about them.
Ah, interesting.
So my early takeaway from last night is a win for Major League Baseball.
Right.
Because that is a sport that doesn't do enough to garner national attention and national recognition unless it's somebody getting popped for PEDs or a gambling scandal or something. And we love baseball here in New York, but, you know, let's just, from a national point of view, it's not football, it's not the NBA.
People don't want to pay attention.
Exactly.
Unless it's their local team.
And anywhere you turn last night is some good, some bad, but overall reaction to an exhibition event, which we credited hockey for with the Four Nations, much different apples to oranges. People are talking baseball today. So early thing I would say is last night, a win for baseball. Now, truth be told, why was it a win other than people talking about it? Well, it was a win because they had something kooky happen at the end of a game that now left people wondering and interesting on, you know, what the future of that may be. Let me just say this.
It's never coming to Major League Baseball. It's just going to be an all-star thing. There's no way that'll ever happen in a regular season game at all. I know it shortens games. It's actually fun. It's quick. Get it over with. Let's go perform on the moment. But that is never going to happen in a regular season game. And you know why?
Why?
Because history is too important to baseball geeks. Evan Roberts would come home if he heard that this was going to be part of Major League Baseball going forward. There is no way that baseball purist, and there are a lot of them,
I'm a loser,
still would ever sign up to have games finished or decided by swing-offs. Swing-offs! What are we talking about? It's cool for an all-star game, but for a regular, no chance. No chance.
That's your take?
That is my take.
I didn't know that was going to be Tiki's take.
What did you think I was going to say? Oh, this is awesome because
no,
I'm a soccer guy. I like shootouts.
I really thought, I have a little rundown here, and I kind of preface you by saying, hey, we're going to talk about this. I didn't give you my opinion. You didn't give me yours. I'm already ripping up the rundown, dude. I completely disagree with you
really?
Here. All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, come on, John.
Last night was a win for Major League Baseball because people are talking about this.
100%. I agree with that.
But I actually found it to be an overall loss. If truth be told, I don't want to be the wet blanket. I thought the game sucked at 2-0. In the sixth inning, it was 10 o'clock. I turned to my wife and I said, look, Judge is out of the game.
Right.
Peterson has pitched. Rodon has pitched.
Half these guys left the stadium.
Which is part of why
like,
I'm going to be
talking about.
I was done with it.
Yes.
Then, you know, I'm watching the show with my wife. I look back and I'm like, oh, game got interesting. Then, you know, I'm doing what I do, right? I check Twitter and I see Jason Stark utter this sentence on Twitter. If Edwin Diaz blows this save, we will go immediately to a swing off. And I said, what the hell is that? Excuse me?
I had not heard of this.
And that was like Yankee fan and baseball fan, right, like music. Wait, hold on. If Edwin Diaz blows the save, we're going to do something nuts, right? Like I carried everything. So
this
I went,
is not a troll, Met fans.
No, it's not. But you know what I mean? You read that, you're like, I'm in. So Jazz Chisholm's up. That was the moment I went back to the game. I even missed the Pete Homer live. Jazz gets robbed by an unbelievable play. Obviously, we know that little infield hit. Game gets tied. We go to this swing off. The reason I wasn't infatuated with last night was, like you said, the guys went home. Judge was probably halfway to the Bahamas.
Right, and half the other guys were in street clothes.
In street clothes. Scooble came out in the street clothes. You could see basically half the players in each dugout was left. And Aaron Boone gets up there to announce the three guys that were pre-picked. Don't get me wrong. He
was
named.
It? Was it?
So that was part of it too, Tiki. Apparently, and this goes back. I know Tommy.
What was it like? Who still has a uniform on?
That's going to be.
You still have your jockstrap on? Okay, you can. You go up.
But that's part of it.
Right.
So they knew the stars that would be left that would be playing late in the game.
Got it.
I watch all these Yankee AL East games. I'm not even kidding. I'm not going to try to act egotistical. When I heard him announce Arenado, I said to myself, I watched the intros. I watched all the games. Who the hell's that?
Right.
That was your third home run hitter. Aaron Boone had this list out, and it was very uninspiring. To the National League's credit, Schwarber's a guy who hits bombs all the time, and we would have had Pete going last, and fine. So the National League guys stick around. But that's why I was a wet blanket about it. I go, all right, I see what baseball's doing. This could be fun. Oh, by the way, the home run derby aspect of it is exactly how the home run derby should have looked the night before.
Right.
We're not timing this out.
Right.
They're getting three swings.
Learn something from the All-Star game about what you should do the night before in the home run derby.
Exactly. So I got the appeal. What I didn't expect was the social media explosion, if you're not a social media, bless your heart, mm-hmm. of people going, this is awesome.
See, I didn't see it. Okay. I didn't see the social media discourse around it.
People loved it. Really? And I had kind of tweeted
why? Because it ended it quickly or because
it was just... it was cool and different.
Well, I mean, look, the one cool thing about it is that the pressure of that moment is it's incalculable.
Yes.
Right? Think about how big, especially if you're making it a big deal to you. And clearly Schwarber did because he went up there and he raked like we should have expected him to do. But just think about that moment. You're basically taking batting practice to win a game.
Now, yeah.
It's an exhibition game, but it's still pressure. People are watching.
Of course.
If you go out there and fail in that moment, people will mock you. It won't last. It won't be lasting because it's only an all-star game. But still, people will mock you if you go out there and hit ground balls. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
It's a big pressure-filled moment, which you don't often see in all-star games.
Bingo. Bingo, it's a pressure-filled moment. And yes, you don't often see it in all-star games. And that's where I sat on the couch last night, and I have to admit, as much as I was a wet blank, I started doing a little more research on it. I'm like, oh. And I sat there and I said, I cringe at the idea that people are going to think this is a hot take because I promise you it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not a matter of whether I want this to happen or won't it happen. I'm here to tell you, this is absolutely coming to the regular season.
Why do you think that?
Okay.
There's no way.
I think so. I think so, right. First of all. Let me lay this out for you. I was going to make a quick joke. There's no way Sauce Gardner's signing a contract extension until half an hour later.
Right.
So here's what happened. When you're in that spot, baseball was happy that it went to a swing-off because the good test balloon is how do the fans react.
Yes.
And for an event that basically didn't have the star power late, fans loved it.
Mm.
People are talking about baseball. If you were to tell us 15, 20 years ago, we would be having runners put on second base in extra innings in Major League Baseball. Purists and everybody alike would have yelled and screamed, what are you talking about? Baseball will never do that.
Are you out
of your mind?
That's a good point. They don't do it for the postseason when the games matter most. But still,
and I'm not
they still do it in the regular season. No, you're right.
I'm not talking about the postseason. Now, people get very, I don't know. What did you say about fans showing up last week and the revenue in baseball and staying in stadiums?
Right, it's a big part. It's a big part of the regular season bottom line for each and every team. You got to have people coming to the stadium.
So if a game is a tight game and you're thinking to yourself, I've already spent 2 hours, 2.5 hours, are you more prone to stay that extra half an hour, 45 minutes knowing, you know what, I might get to see one of these swing-offs. Maybe I'll buy another bucket of popcorn, something like that. It adds intrigue. It adds revenue little by little. Also, I am a hockey fan, okay? And the NHL did the shootout thing years ago, and I remember screaming and yelling that I hated it.
Right.
I have to be honest. As we sit here today, I love it. I absolutely am on the edge of my seat. And for anybody who says, well, games are determined by one or two games in the standings, you can't be doing that. I would say nonsense. You're already putting a runner on second base. It's not real baseball.
Right. It's basically just a hit.
Just
get a hit.
Just get a hit.
And you're artificially getting a run.
And what are rosters built off more than anything? How many calls do we take on the fan about rosters not being built right? It's home run strikeout now.
Okay, so how does this work? So if this should happen in the regular season, you have a swing off and you get three swings and those swings determine whether or not your team wins or not.
Yeah.
Are you now going to the game with 55 home runs? You come out, you got 58?
No, they do not count. Just like goals and scored in a shootout do not count in the NHL towards your goal total.
Is that right?
They don't.
I didn't know that.
That's not part of your goal total. So they won't count in your stats.
Soccer has got it the other way.
Soccer, they count?
They count.
Nope. See, they don't. So I'm going to keep it that way. I don't think we should mess with the statistical analysis at all.
Right.
I also don't think you go right there after the ninth inning. Okay? Mm. Play two innings of baseball. So I'm not looking to jump right to the swing off. But we can't play all night. So think about how little this would happen. I'm asking you to play two innings of extra innings with that runner on second. You already have it. If you don't have a winner after 11. So this may only happen... You know, you have to do the math how many times we've gone past the 11th inning in a baseball game. So it's going to be minimal anyway.
Lately, not a lot.
So I'm not asking you to go right down. So I think I've already found a way where...
So you're saying it's probably two or three times in a season.
Right. Now, it could be higher. I'd have to get the exact number. Right. But after 11 innings, we've done two innings. You guys are this highly contested. You get to pick your three batters. So everybody yelled last night that Judge wasn't in it, that Ohtani wasn't in it.
Right.
Guess what? If those teams play a game after 11 innings, those guys are going to be forced to do it because now the game matters in terms of your standings for win-loss record. You're going to see swing-offs with some of the biggest power stars. And maybe you know, that extra bat you keep as a DH, it's a big home run hitter that you're contemplating. Is this guy worth it, the flexibility on the roster? Maybe that guy hangs around on your team all year because that's the guy you want to call on
right.
in that spot. So I could already hear it in Tiki's voice. I brought up a couple points that have swayed him the other way. I would be in favor of it. And it's to me, I don't even think it's a matter of whether we're in favor or not in favor of it. I am telling you, this, after what we saw last night, is coming to the regular season. Everything is a test balloon. The ABS system, we're going to talk about that later on, test balloon.
Right.
Runner on second, the pandemic, all that stuff, test balloon. The swing off last night, Major League Baseball's had this rule for 7 years. They finally got it. And if you don't like it and you don't want it in the regular season, guess what? Your positive reaction that everybody had last night, you're going to be partially to blame. Baseball will be a buzz. In the summertime, you see all these shows that are headlined nationally. Oh, where's LeBron going? Where's this going? You wake up the next morning and there's a baseball game determined with stars swinging it off at a swing-off.
Right.
What is everybody going to talk about nationally? Did you see that swing-off? That was pretty cool. This is coming to Major League Baseball. We just don't know it yet.
Right.
And what we experienced last night.
Interesting.
I think it'd be a good move for baseball.
So prior to the Manfred Man, the average extra inning game was 11.3 innings.
Okay.
And that was about 9% of games went to extra innings, with an average of being 11.3. Since the automatic runner rule, it has the average game has lasted now 10.3 innings.
Right.
And that's about 7% of those games go to extra innings. So
it's
a small percentage.
Very small percentage. And again, if you're going to say, well, how could you determine standings based on that? There's 162 Major League Baseball games.
It's all good until it's your team that gets screwed out of a postseason berth because of the swing off.
Or maybe, Tiki, the Yankees win a division because they actually have home run hitters.
Here's the thing. Now it affects how you're building your team. Now it affects...
Or does it? Because it's not going to happen that often.
Maybe.
There's strategy involved.
There is a lot of strategy involved, but it seems very, I don't know, non-pure. It feels like it's gimmicky, and it works in an all-star game, but gimmicky in a regular season where purists are going to hate it. I really don't see that this will catch on.
But if you don't count the stats, which you shouldn't, there shouldn't be an argument against purity then, and we've already taken the leap of making it not real baseball in extra innings, and we've accepted it. We screamed and yelled about it, purists did.
Right.
And guess what happens now? We're not spending 5 hours in front of our TV, or the games end, and we've accepted it.
No, they're quick.
They're quick, and there might be a few out there going, I hate this, but they hate it for 3 seconds, they move on with their day, and the game's determined.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get the purists right away, and within 2 years of this happening a couple times, it will be a win for baseball. It'll give them buzz, and purists will start to fade out more and more and become accepting.
I don't know. I didn't even know. I didn't know that this was a rule. They've never tested it, right, in the independent leagues or in the minor. They've never done any of that.
I got a text from somebody who worked in independent leagues, said this was a thing in all-star games they did years ago.
Talking about regular season games.
No.
You haven't seen it fully tested, so we don't know what it would be or look like. Look, and I'm sure in an independent league or in the minor leagues, it'd probably be awesome.
It would.
Because you're basically having a home run derby at the end of tie games. Or after whatever, however many innings it goes to.
I don't mean to poo-poo those guys that work their ass off. I love going to Long Island Ducks games, only they're an independent, but not exactly like big-time thumping home run hitters. So it would probably be a little more boring in that test out.
No, I hear you.
It's the best of the best in Major League Baseball.
You're probably making your way to the league.
Exactly. So that becomes electric. Imagine a Yankee-Red Sox game, and here come Judge and Stanton as part of the swingers, and how we'd be screaming and yelling if they don't get the job done.
Right.
The NHL, it's not like they send three stiffs up there. They usually take their three top goal scorers, depending on who's better on breakaways, and they do it, and we accept it. And you mentioned it, Tiki. I let you say it. The pressure, the entire stadium staring at you. You should take these pitches to hit out of the
park. It's not even like you're getting a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You're getting a groove batting practice pitch.
Even more pressure. Even more pressure. So do you believe the swing off is coming to Major League Baseball's regular season?
Way.
Are you in favor of it? 888-808-1019. We will get your calls plus positive Tommy. I have no idea where he lies on this. As well, we'll get to his thoughts. Major League Baseball with a win last night, even if some of us want to throw cold water on it. It's